Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the areas of Bang Sak and Bang Niang in the region of Khao Lak, Thailand. Our guide is Monocle's Helena Jarrett.
Thailand. Just the name conjures images of white sandy beaches and paradisiacal views. Skipping the popular party destinations, I travel to the remote and peaceful north end of Khao Lak, located just an hour's drive north of Phuket, in the southeast of Thailand. I went to a stretch of isolated land called Bang Sak Beach to see how the remote area compared to the more tourist-filled destinations, and how it had managed to create its own culinary identity. Walking along Bang Sak Beach is an experience like no other. There is little habitation and the beach is long, natural and empty. With 5.5 kilometres of sand, one can truly be alone with nothing but the sea and a few coconut palms. There are just two resorts along the beach, the Royal Bang Sak and Bang Sak Village. The second, the newer of the two, with its private bungalow-style rooms looking out onto an idyllic beachfront, with guests trickling in and out throughout the year. Given the region, Bang Sak Village provides an extensive menu of southern Thai food dishes. These tend to be much hotter than food from other regions of Thailand, having been heavily influenced by flavours and spices used in Indonesia and Malaysia, and therefore is renowned for its sharp and intense taste. A perfect example of this is gang, spiced soup or curry. There are many different varieties, but one guarantee is that it will be hot. A popular derivative of this is gang Thai pla, fermented fish curry, usually served with a side of fresh vegetables or steamed rice. A simpler alternative is pat si yu, a stir-fried noodle dish of Chinese influence, drenched in soy sauce on a bed of fresh vegetables. It's very similar to the sha kwai tiao of Singapore and Malaysia, but has become a staple of Thai cuisine. A hop and a skip away is the more commercial Bang Niang Market, Khao Lak's oldest tourist market, covering an impressive area of 21,000 square metres. Bang Niang Market is especially interesting due to its sheer size and variety of mouth-watering offerings. Although the influx of vendors is constant, the atmosphere is surprisingly relaxed and peaceful, with bars like Songs and Shays offering refreshing sugarcane juice to soothe the heat of the day. There is just about anything you can imagine being sold at every turn, but the real appeal is the food. As the village is perched on the Andaman Sea coast, there is beautifully fresh seafood at every turn, as well as sizzling meat dishes and Thai desserts such as mango and sticky rice and steamed coconut cakes. For the more adventurous, there is also the option of fried crickets and scorpions. The area has also seen a recent introduction of wineries, such as Aisha Fine Art Fine Wine. The small bistro just south of the market is a welcome addition to the bustling street, offering a selection of 30 labels from around the world, as well as a jazz lounge and a small art gallery. Its menu is simple. Charcuterie boards accompany a glass of wine of your choice, with jazz music to complete the scene. It's easy to lose yourself in the sheer beauty of Bang Sak Beach and the vibrance of Bang Niang, but also unforgettable that this area was the worst affected after the 2004 tsunami. However, the regeneration of the area is simply astounding, and with the popularity of Khao Lak rising year by year, one can expect more resorts to appear in the coming years. However, for now, the area remains a largely untouched oasis, overflowing with culinary delights and surrounded by a truly infectious atmosphere. For Monocle, I'm Helena Jarrett.
This has been episode number 125 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Helena for the tour in Bang Sak and Bang Niang in Khao Lak. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.